My name is Julie Bindle. I'm bringing you an extraordinary story of the life and crimes of Dr. John Davies, entitled Hiding in Plain Sight. You may not believe all or some of the detail that I'm going to give you over the course of this 10-part series, but I can prove every word. The documentation I have gathered in order to present the evidence in this series is a combination of 20 years of investigations. I will leave it to you to make up your mind, but what you need to know is over the years that Davies has been committing the most heinous crimes, mainly towards women and children, in countries all over the world. People from every walk of life considered the evidence too incredible to believe. He truly has been Mr. Teflon. I hope that you don't fall into this trap. In July 2009, a 52-year-old man named Dr. John Davies appeared in Kingston Crown Court, England, charged with two counts of child sexual abuse between 1980 and 1981. Criminal offences that carry a maximum sentence of life imprisonment. The complainants, two sisters now in their late 30s, were aged 6 and 8 years old at the time of the alleged rape and sexual assaults. John Davies, who has several aliases, holds a Doctor of Philosophy from the prestigious University of Sussex and was at that time a Fellow of the esteemed Royal Society of Arts. He was also a member of the European Commission's Expert Network on Migration, Integration and Social Cohesion. Considered a renowned expert in migration throughout Eastern Europe, in particular the trafficking into prostitution of women and girls. Davies held senior positions advising government ministers and leading major well-funded research projects for governmental and non-governmental organisations. His research findings have been relied on in migration tribunal hearings and have informed countless other researchers and organisations, including the United Nations and various HIV/AIDS prevention bodies. Davies also enjoyed fellowships at two prestigious academic institutions, the University of Sussex and University of the Witwatersrand, South Africa. Davies travelled the world speaking at academic symposiums and high-level policy development gatherings, coming across to many as a highly intelligent eccentric. Standing over 6 feet tall, he dressed his imposing frame in meticulous, though overly ostentatious, suits and hats. He was remembered by those that met him, never forgotten. But rumours had been circulating about Davies amongst police officers, feminists and other human rights activists as far back as the 1990s. No matter which country I found myself in, if I was in the company of activists campaigning against the trafficking of women and girls, I would find someone who had deeply disturbing stories about this man. So what is his background? Mainly, you'll have to wait until the series. But I'm just going to give you a little taster of it now. Davies travelled to Romania following its revolution in 1989, when its former dictator, Nicolae Ceausescu, and his wife Elena were executed on Christmas Day. Under the guise of delivering food and smuggling Bibles to the dispossessed, Davies was suspected of being a baby trafficker. Despite this suspicion, he was only ever convicted for fraud in relation to bogus documents obtained in Romania, including multiple credit cards and passports operated under various aliases. By this time, John Davies had moved his family, his wife, three daughters and a son, from their London home to a remote farm in the Hungarian border town of Balaschia, close to Croatia, Serbia and Romania. There was talk in the late 1990s when Davies was immersed in his anthropological field research for his doctoral thesis on sex trafficking, that he was in fact pimping women into Greece and France. At the 2009 child rape court case, which I attended as a journalist, the alleged victims were granted permission to give their evidence from behind a screen. but I managed to pass a message to both women asking if they would like to speak to me, explaining that I'd been following the exploits of Davies for a decade, and most importantly, I believed their testimony. The women agreed to speak with me. Police officers at the trial told me, off the record of course, that police from Interpol and several European countries that had been in touch with them had requested details of his alleged crimes, and offering them in return thick files of evidence on this man. It was only a matter of time before Davies would be collared. As it happened, it was to be several years. Please listen to this podcast to find out more. My name is Julie Bindle. I'm a British journalist, researcher, and feminist campaigner. I've written hundreds of articles published by The Guardian, The Independent, The New Statesman, and other news agencies in Britain and around the world. I've appeared in countless television interviews and debates in defence of feminist perspectives of male violence. In 1990, I co-founded the law reform group Justice for Women, which continues to resist male violence against women and provides meaningful support to women prosecuted or imprisoned for killing male partners as an act of survival. I've authored feminist books, including the soon-to-be-published The Pimping of Prostitution, Abolishing the Sex Work Myth. I'm a visiting fellow at Lincoln University. I've devoted my working and my non-working life to campaigning against male violence, going after the men who murder, stalk, abuse, terrorise and rape women and girls. Equally, I've exposed the structures, cultural, legal and political practices and ideas which lend themselves to the epidemic of male violence, particularly the very idea that the bodies of women and girls are things to be bought, sold, acquired and taken in service of male power and privilege. This investigation is very much a culmination and an affirmation of my feminism, a feminism which does not betray women and girls. All of this and much, much more will be explored in our 10-part podcast.